queue to come in here. How are you doing? Or is it called a queue? I think it's more of a queue. And this is Robin Gunn here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for that fantastic magazine. What is the name of that magazine, my guest?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
You are so good.
Thank you.
I love that little impregnated pause in between.
Always.
Nice.
Yes, right.
This is Dennis Helm I have in. He is the owner, founder of Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. There's pretty much nothing he can't do, besides maybe your laundry, concerning a home.
We do whatever we have to do.
Well, and when we had the big ice storm, you came and took care of all of my trees.
And we also helped you with your granule loss.
My granule loss. Tell me what that is.
Well, that's when the hail hits and bruises the shingle, and then the granule comes off in the rain.
Yes.
It's underneath your gutters.
Yes.
Granule loss.
Granule loss. I didn't know that. You used it in that sentence every day.
That's right.
Okay. And you also helped me. This is hysterical. Talk about going above and beyond. And you under-promise but over-deliver. That is just so you, 100%. I've known Dennis since the days of Ada.
Ada High School. Go Cougars.
Go Cougars, babe. I know there's some Go Cougar fans out there. But you helped me get rid of raccoons. I call them little baby bandits. And there was about five of them living inside my roof of my patio in the backyard. And so you helped me get rid of those. They've never been back.
Right. fortunately, we didn't have to use any poison.
No one got hurt. That's
no animals
right.
were killed.
Amen.
We took out the soffit and they left. And we put it back up and sealed it.
Yeah.
For good.
It was wonderful. Yeah, you guys did a great job. You know, they just tend to destroy things in your home. They need to live in a tree.
Or on the ground.
Or on the ground. Okay, well, this is, like I said, Dennis Helm. He has a full-page article in the Oklahoma Senior Journal. And something great about this full-page article is he is a proven senior advocate. And he has all of the different logos of where he is recommended through what he does for the 50 plus. He is honest. He will also help you cut corners where you need to, and you will work with the insurance company, correct?
Correct. We have for 35 years.
Okay. That's beautiful. Since 1987.
Yes.
Just 10 years after we graduated from Ada Cougars.
Go Cougars.
So his article is super interesting. It really helps educate you. But here's what's the greatest thing. At the end of his article, he is offering a $500 rebate with a Visa gift card and a $1,000 rebate. So what makes the difference in those two rebates?
Well, we go by size. For the $500 rebate, if something that's smaller than 26 squares, that's 2,600 square feet.
Okay.
And the $1,000 rebate is anything over 26. Yeah, 26 squares.
Very cool. Can you count your dog's house?
We'll throw that in. Depends on how big the dog house,
house is.
Yeah, that's
hello.
Right.
You took care of my garage, too. So, and I have a detached garage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on its last leg of having leakage, and you took care of that, too.
Well, that massive ice storm that the limbs came down, that was the last straw.
Yeah.
You didn't have a choice.
I really didn't. They were out there every day working their tails off. Smooth Finish Roofing. I want you to explain a little bit. Well, we'll talk about how you met your wife, which is a very interesting story. I don't know how much it has to do with roofing.
Right.
But you also do construction. So you will do, you're a painter. What else do you do? You do guttering?
Well, I'm a master painter.
Master.
I started off in business as a painter. Then I hired painters and I became a contractor. And then we added ceiling damage repair for roofers.
Mm.
And then we added roofing to our corporation. So we do everything that gets hit by hail, which would be the roof, the guttering, the siding, the windows, the garage door, the fence, the air conditioner.
I was just going to say my air conditioner was very much destroyed in one of those.
Right. And it has to breathe. And when it gets those dents, it can't breathe. And it puts more of a stress.
Absolutely.
So they don't replace the air conditioner.
Right.
We
but
just
you comb it.
Comb the fence
I know.
Out.
I learned about that.
That's good. You're a good salesman.
Thank you. I was like, oh, that's cool. They comb it, which made total sense.
Right.
So you met your wife how many years ago?
October 6th. 1996.
Okay, well, we are going to come back with this kind of a really cute, fun story on how they met. Everybody loves to hear how couples meet. So we'll come back with that story, but you're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which Dennis knows the name of.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is beautiful. Here on the Eagle, it's the new Eagle, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors from loneliness to housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or constant falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication reminders, bathing assistance, housekeeping, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for more information about our in-home complete RN assessment. Our nurse will customize a care plan specific for the care of your loved one to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. That number is 405-254-3046. You can also check us out at Synergy Home Care OKC. Synergy Home Care, there when you need us.
Hey, Dennis, with Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction, tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, Robin, first off, congratulations to you for 30 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Thank you, sir. We started in 1993. How many years have you been in business?
This is our 35th year.
Woohoo!
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction was born in 1987. I worked for a large construction company that did all of State Farm's work for the whole state as a premier provider. I did the damaged ceilings and all the painting. I'm a master painter, but in my company, we added roofing and general contracting, and that's where we are today.
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction.
Yes.
You also do gutting, siding, painting, and garage doors.
Everything that gets damaged by the hail, but also we do that independently as painting, gutting, siding, windows.
You're A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
And the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board license. And the first 20 people to call who are homeowners and don't have a new roof, we're signing them up for a free inspection, going to a drawing for $200 Visa gift card.
Woohoo! Call Dennis at 405-923-5127. That's 405-923-5127. Tell us your website along with your license number.
SmoothFinishRoofing.com and State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board 800-0242.
Today, in this ever-changing world of insurance, we at MCM know that understanding health coverage can be overwhelming and confusing. Our goal is to help you navigate the world of Medicare to get the coverage you need and deserve. What sets our team apart is the fact that we put our hearts into helping our clients find the plans that best fit their individual needs. In our office, we provide a Medicare store where our clients are able to access and compare each company and their plan benefits. Call 405-842-0494 today to schedule an in-person appointment, or you can visit our website at mcmmedicare.com. Again, it's 405-842-0494 and our website, MCM, spell out Medicare.com. You can also find us on Facebook under MCM Insurance, and you can always stop by our office at 2232 West Hefner Road, Suite A. We're right by the post office.
Navigating through Medicare.
This is Robin Gunn with the Oklahoma Senior Journal, celebrating our 30th anniversary, and I'm coming to you from the Next Gen Under 30 Foundation, and I'm announcing nominations are being accepted for the inaugural 55 Over 55 annual awards for those inspiring and impacting Oklahomans. Nominations and submissions and more can be sent to 55over55.com. That's the number 55over55.com. Please make submissions by July 29th. Yes, I just got pointed out twice on that deal. This is Robin Gunn. You are listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine out there called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I did not get to mention to you in our beginning of the show about where you can pick up the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We are a 30-year publication, the longest running, the original, for the 50-plus, their families, and anyone that serves them in business or in just kindness. The Oklahoma Senior Journal was started out of a special need in our family where my mother was caring for her mother, and then we also used it when my father was diagnosed with dementia. We had so much help with this magazine, provided so much help for us. And the Oklahoma Senior Journal, that is turning 30, and anyone out there that wants to get in it, it'll be coming out at the end of September, 1st of October, and we will also be an insert this year in the Oklahoman on Sunday, sometime in October. We'll have 27,000 copies, and it will cause the magazine to go statewide. All of our distribution points are in the 405 area code, so you can go to our website at okseniorjournal.com. All like it's one word, okseniorjournal.com. You can look under distribution, under the little menu, which they call a hamburger. Click on that, and it will show you every single place you can pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal. If you just don't feel like getting out, the Oklahoma Senior Journal has been online digitally for 17 years. So just go to okseniorjournal.com, and you can zoom in, zoom out. You can print off. You can download any part of the Oklahoma Senior Journal, which I highly suggest you go in and look at page 21. That will have an article from Smooth Finish Roofing. Dennis Helm himself wrote this. So I guess you know a lot about your own business.
I do.
Since 1987.
I've been there the whole time.
The whole time.
Yes.
Yeah, I talked to you yesterday, and you were up on roofs in Luther, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Tell me how hot it was when you were on that roof yesterday.
I did want to tell you that it was, you know, it was 103 on the ground.
Yes.
But up on a roof with that asphalt, it was at least 150.
That's crazy. I don't
Black
know how
roof,
you're...
yellow roof, it doesn't matter. It's 150.
Do you switch out your brain before you go up there?
Well, we have to get all the shingles off, then go to lunch, and then come back. We have to not work for a couple hours.
Right.
And sit in the shade. Yeah. It's just.
And you just hydrate.
From 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, we will not work. It's too hot.
And there's not a homeowner alive that needs to be up on their own roof, correct?
Ever.
There's the word ever. E-V-E-R.
I think so. Did you say hydrate?
Hydrate. I did. He's going in. He's going in hydrating now. I mean, in your house, if it was 90 degrees, you would probably think, this is pretty cool in here, after you've been on a roof that's 150 degrees.
Remember that.
Let's talk a little bit about how you and your wife met. So you and your wife have been married 25 years. You actually met 26 years ago at a pastor's house when really he wasn't meeting in a big location other than his home. Where was this location that y'all...
This was at his house on a Sunday evening when the church first started.
Okay.
So people could come in and ask about the church, mm-hmm. the denomination, and their mission statement.
Oh.
And what their beliefs are and what they aren't.
Anyone that attended wrote that down?
That they wanted to attend.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. You sang a couple of songs and you're a guitar player.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to quit your day job over it, but you do play the guitar.
That's right. But he asked me to sing a couple songs, and then I was to leave and go to another group and sing a couple songs.
Uh-huh.
But as I sang, and I looked out the window in the kitchen, this young a woman was walking up, and I said, I think I'm going to stick around for that. And 5 months later, we were married.
That is so great. And you have how many kids?
Four
children. So
23 to 14.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and your son works with you, doesn't he? Or a couple of sons?
Well, one of them does, and he just left for Alaska. He's working there for 56 days, and he'll come back for 46 or something like that.
Okay. What's he doing in Alaska?
He is a AMP mechanic on aviation.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's kind of a big brain thing.
Well, he gets paid a lot more out there. It's very smart.
So he's like, see you, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, he was one of the ones that helped cut down the trees.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
And his name is?
Monkey.
No.
Nathan. His name is Nathan.
And I have a Nathan that's my
right.
brother. And you just had lunch with him yesterday.
And I'm putting on a roof for his second roof in 12 years.
Oh, okay.
Very soon.
So put that on your day timer.
I should have told you ahead of time.
First of all, I would like to let people know what church that was that started so humbly. That church today is what?
Well, it started off, we had about 40 people in there.
Yeah.
And I had the sound system. I brought it in every week. And it started as Life Covenant Church.
Oh, okay.
And now it's Life.Church. And I think there was a LifeChurch.tv in there somewhere.
Yes, there was.
In the middle.
Yes, yes, yeah. There sure was. And yes. So that was Craig Rochelle's home. Pretty cool, dude.
It was pretty cool. And still is.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Again, Dennis has an ad.
21 is the article. Then the other one's in
there,
pets.
There, we have another article. Dennis actually has two. That would be two. Two articles in the Oklahoma Senior Journal. A second article on page 61 still includes the rebates for $500 or $1,000, depending on what size your roof is. But he has a really cute little story about his first dog. Is that right?
Yes.
And how that dovetails into what he's doing today. Very cute story and a really cute picture of the dog in cartoon form.
When I was in grade school, my dog would follow me to school every day and wait for me till school was out.
Okay, yes. That's giving me chills.
Oh, you couldn't ask for a better
what
dog.
What is your dog's name?
My dog's name was Snoopy.
Snoopy.
Yeah.
Well, I know you named
him. Because she snooped around. My mom did.
Oh, she did.
Because she just sniffing all over the place.
And you were raised by a single mama, weren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I know y'all are super close. Has she gone on to heaven?
She has.
Has she?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're still close.
Okay. All right. We also want to just talk about how you got started and explain to the audience what it means to be licensed and what those license numbers mean.
In roofing, back in 2008, we had come together for years to try and get licensing. Then we did. They made it mandatory. But because the storm in 2010 was so big, they put it off for another year. But my license number is 8000242. Mm-hmm. The significance of 242, I was there the first day. Now we're up around 5,600.
Wow.
And a lot of them are from out of town.
Which I don't think is fair.
And they don't care about your property, they care about their bank account.
Yes, that's exactly
so
right.
So this is a public awareness statement to
yes.
be very careful. I would think just call local smooth finish roofing.
Yeah.
But if you don't, go out and look at the tags on their truck. See if they're from Alabama. They're usually from Florida and Georgia.
Okay.
That seems to be where the most
roofers are. Then if anything goes wrong, who are you going to call?
That's it.
Not even the Ghostbusters.
Robin, ask me how many times I've had to fix roofs from out-of-town roofers.
How many?
Too many.
Way too many.
One was too many. But I told him, I said, you know that estimate you got?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what it's going to cost the second time. And it's very
hard.
So it's
just a double dipping on people.
Well, let's just be smart about it.
Yeah.
Why are you in a rush to put a roof on?
Yeah.
The most expensive thing on your house.
And
except the house burning down itself. And we also do that.
Yes. You do restoration. Yes.
Fire and water damage restoration.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's awesome. Okay.
So what we're talking about is insurance work, but we also do all these other things independently.
Okay.
So
Wonderful.
We don't just do, we're here on this program, we're talking to the seniors.
Yeah.
About doing insurance restoration.
Well, we will talk more about that when we come back from this break. Thank you so much, Dennis. You're such a basket of information, and I love the heart you have for our seniors. We will be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Here on the Eagle, 96.9 FM. That's me, Robin Gunn coming back in here as your host. I'm also the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. You are listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. One of my favorite things to do is have people in the studio that are actually on the pages in the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I vet every single person that goes into this magazine, even if they have a listing only. I meet them, I find out their character, and find out why they serve the 50-plus or the adult children of the 50-plus, which are more and more and more caring for their parents, as well as working full-time and have children at home, so they really do need a lot of guidance. Everybody has a roof, don't they, if they live in a house, right?
We hope so. We do.
But most likely, those convertible homes.
That's right.
So Dennis, I have known since my days back in Ada. We grew up literally together. He moved to Oklahoma City in what year? 19-something.
1963 is when we moved to Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay. We've stayed close to him ever since then. We came behind him a little bit to Oklahoma City. I just want you to know that Dennis is a proven senior advocate, and he works with a lot of senior organizations, and I'll just tell you some of those. The Oklahoma Senior Journal, OCALA, which stands for what?
The Oklahoma Assisted Living Association.
There you go. So Dennis can actually put a roof on a retirement community.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm licensed, yes.
So you're commercial and residential.
Correct.
Okay, that's awesome. And you even sometimes work with, and you're going to have to help me with this because I'm not in the biz, but there's some kind of, it almost rolls on like paint.
Well, it's fluid applied roofing.
Thank you.
For commercial. For flat.
Uh-huh. Flat. Okay, fluid applied roofing. Uh-huh. Okay.
Which is typically silicone because mm-hmm. that's the way it was explained to me. What do they put on the inside of fish tanks? They don't put latex or acrylic. They use silicone. That's what you want on your roof.
That's exactly right. So that's really good for flat roofs.
Not only flat, but low slope.
Low slope.
In commercial, that's what you call them.
Okay. And yeah. It would be more common for commercial buildings to have that.
Yes.
Some residential do, of course.
And most seniors' facilities have shingle roofs.
Okay.
Which is a pitched roof.
Yes.
That's what we call it.
Absolutely.
Steep pitch.
Yeah, my brother did a little roofing in his day. I remember him talking about pitched roofs.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis also works with Senior Guidepost as a advocate, as well as Villages OKC. Villages OKC has an article in the Oklahoma Senior Journal. You've put on several roofs through the organization of Villages OKC, haven't you?
Yes. Yes. Marilyn.
Olson.
We just love her.
Yes, oh, yeah. Marilyn Olson's awesome.
She's the best. She's so good.
She truly is.
Oh, yeah.
If you do not know what Villages OKC is, please go to villagesokc.org. I'm a member, and so is my mother. Are you a member?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember to be a member. Yes.
That's beautiful. All right. So you wanted to talk a little bit more about the licensing. Mm-mm. Say that three times twice. That was a Nathan Gunn statement.
Oh, that three times twice.
You wanted to talk a little bit more about the license of being a roofer or in construction.
In Oklahoma, Robin, we came together as roofers, and we got a senator who was a lobbyer to the legislators to get on the books. By law, you have to be certified and licensed, and that happened in 2011. And so that is called the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board.
Okay.
Now, they have electrical, and they do plumbing, and then they have roofing.
Okay.
So ours is the roofing division of the Construction Industries Board.
That's good to know.
And then also we're a general contractor licensed with the City of Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in Edmond or Tulsa. What does that mean? Well, we're a licensed general contractor with your insurance. We turn that license into them. They say, okay, they're good to go for doing anything that needs to happen on this house.
Mm-hmm. And you can actually be the go-between between the insurance company. What are they called when they send out the guy?
That's called the adjuster.
The adjuster, okay.
And he measures and comes up with an adjuster's report, and then that becomes the estimate. We don't write an estimate. We don't need to.
Okay.
Because it's what the insurance adjuster's estimate says.
Okay.
And it's called a report. And then if he's...
Do you ever have to go to fight for the client on some of this stuff? Like, hey, we're not going to cover this because of this. And then you go, well, yeah, as the professional, you need to because this is what's going on.
When I first got in the business and first started, I really didn't understand And everyone agrees they're complex to understand.
Yeah.
And I did fight. But now I have a conversation with them and say the pricing, the industry standard pricing for this is. And what you gave us was, we need to meet somewhere in the middle, or you just need to up it. And then, so we work together as professionals with professional courtesy towards one another. And we have good relationships with almost all
of the insurance companies, and they know you're a professional.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all of our licenses say that. Okay, so we have the state of Oklahoma. Then we have the city of Oklahoma City. Now, with the state of Oklahoma, let me go back. You have to be in good standing to have that. So we're in good standing with the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm seeing your certificate. He brought it to the station.
And we bring those on all of our appointments with homeowners. Because, you know, as I said, we're number 242. We were there the first day to get our state license and certification. And a lot of these new guys that are number 5,600, they're not in good standing.
Right.
They came in, they paid some money, they do some roofs, and they leave.
Right.
And they can't be found.
Exactly.
So once again, a warning, please call Smooth Finish and we'll take care of you like we have all of our customers since 1987, 35 years.
There you go. And, I mean, Dennis is here to educate you. He wants you to know, you know, he just said, go look at the tag on their car. Don't do business within the state of Oklahoma if it can't have a follow-up person come out to your home.
We meet with you for free. Okay. We give you advice for free. We have free consultations to tell you what we think will look best for your house. But remember this, if you paint the wrong color on the outside of your house, you can change that. If you use the wrong color shingle, you can't change that.
Gotcha.
Except for $25,000 or $16,000, you know, really.
Right.
So make sure you got the right color shingle and then do your colors on your house from that. Then we open the front door and we say, what do you see when you open the door? So if you're trying to sell it or transition your home for sale, and then we look at what the customer sees when they open the front door. So what do they see from the curb?
From the
curb. The outside.
They
open the front door. What do they see? We make that look real good.
Okay. That's very cool.
Yeah. And then we repair the ceilings. And back to the outside, we do all the guttering, the siding, the windows, garage door, fence. Then we are not licensed to do electrical, plumbing, HVAC.
Okay.
But we bring those in if you would like for us to, unless you want to do it on your own, either way.
And it's people you trust.
Yeah. Well, they've been vetted.
I do.
Oh, yeah. We have to.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to
return. That's right.
Well, and you don't want the seniors to be, you know, hoodwinked.
Right.
I just did an article in the Oklahoman in Viewpoints. Look at that shameless plug.
Oh, my.
And it was all on scams, on what seniors are just targets. Oh, yeah. They are literally targets. That's why we have to have people like you, Dennis.
Well, Robin, since you mentioned that, I got in this business in 1987 because of what happens to elderly and senior people when they get scammed. I saw it on the news. I saw it in the, read it in the newspaper. And I said, that's awful. That's awful. That's awful. And then finally I said, I can do something about this. One roof, one customer at a time.
Amen.
And that's why I got in this business.
That's great, Dennis.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you that.
I love that you did it because you had a heart on what was happening.
I have a big heart, I always have.
You need to have that looked at.
Probably do. I'm 64, so I probably should have it checked.
Man, you don't look it, dude. You look 84. I'm kidding.
Oh, my. Can we start over?
No, you look fantastic, dude.
Thank you.
The licensing, people need to check it out, and they need to look at the number that's on the license.
Right, the state license, the CIB, State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board.
So they need to check that number out. Dennis's is 242, not like 5,600.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Well, we're going to take another break, but we've got more show here for you, and we'll be back with Dennis. Remember, he is on page 61 and 21 in the Oklahoma Senior Journal, and you can get a $500 rebate or a $1,000 rebate through his company when you use his services. You've been listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for, that's your cue,
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Yes, what is it?
405-923-5127. That's
one more time.
405-923-5127. 5127.
Okay, and we will give it out more at the end of the show. You're listening to us on 96.9 FM, The Eagle. We love our new listeners out there.
Yes. As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
There is little in the world that is harder than being an Alzheimer's caregiver. We have over 100,000 of those remarkable caregivers right here in Oklahoma. Think about the stress of watching this monster take little pieces of your loved one, day after day, week after week, year after year. That family caregiver becomes a victim of Alzheimer's as well. Dr. Jermaine Odenheimer has a dream for those caregivers and their loved ones. A memory garden located at Will Rogers Gardens at 36th Street and Hefner Parkway. This 7,000 square foot oasis offers a peaceful respite from the daily grind and stress of being an Alzheimer's caregiver. With benches, raised flower beds, accessible by wheelchair, also partially shaded, and will include a misting system for comfort during the heat of the summer. It is the gift to those who are on their Alzheimer's journey. Please take every opportunity to enjoy this respite. All donations are still being accepted monthly, weekly, even daily. For more information, visit friendsofwillrogersgarden.com. Or like us on Facebook, Friends of Will Rogers Garden.
When you're considering a move to a retirement community for yourself or a loved one, you want to find a community that cares. Bellagio Senior Living offers great services at convenient locations in Edmond and Oklahoma City with caring staff and great residents. Some of our families and residents say, this place has everything we needed. The administration is so caring. The neighbors we met were just delightful. Bellagio Bradford Village is an independent and assisted living community located near Danforth and Boulevard in Edmond. A two-time recipient of the Pinnacle Customer Experience Award, Bellagio of Bradford Village provides outstanding services and care to seniors in our area. Bellagio of Oklahoma City offers assisted living and memory care services conveniently located at Portland and Memorial. For more information, visit bellagioliving.com or call 405-697-0890. 405-697-0890.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with The Eagle, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Have you found yourself in need of help when it comes to addictions? You're trying to deal with with all of the dynamics that comes along with it, and you've run into one dilemma. You don't have the finances. We're here to help you. RefinedSilver.org, a nonprofit that helps those in need of resources. The only string that's attached, everybody has skin in the game. So we're here to help you invest in yourself, and we think that that's really important. We have worked out with numerous vendors to get you the help. Come to us and tell us which vendor that you want to use, the therapist, sober living facility, treatment center, and we'll do everything that we can to help. If you're one who has been blessed to be a blessing, help donate to Refined Silver. We have no employees. We don't have an office. We have a website. Nearly 100% of the money that you would give will go to those in need. Find us at RefinedSilver.org. Like us on Facebook and Instagram at Refined Silver. We tweet Refined Silver OK. Send an email to RefinedSilverOKC@gmail.com.
That's Robin Gunn coming in here at you. I'm the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal and also your radio host. We've been on the radio now 6 years in June of this year, and we've had the magazine for 30 years. So Dennis is on page 61 and 21. He has an article on both, and he also has a rebate of $500 if your roof is 26 square feet or under.
2,600 square feet.
Mm-hmm. 26,
that's
that
square.
That's that doghouse I was talking
that's
about.
Right. Under 26 squares for $500.
Okay.
Over 26 squares, $1,000.
$1,000 rebate.
Unheard of in the industry.
That's right. It truly is. And that's actually in the Oklahoma Senior Journal, the little coupons, along with his articles, page 61 and 21. Now, Dennis, we were talking about license. You have some more to add to that.
Well, Robin, I want to just do a wrap up on the license here in a second. But first, I want what's our word of the hour?
Trust.
Trust. That is the word of the hour. What is the statement of the hour?
The statement of the hour is
granule loss.
Granule loss, and that is what your shingles are made out of, unless they're wood.
Right. You have a composition in the middle with asphalt, and then on the top is your granules.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go outside and you look under your downspout, if it the guttering's working correctly, you'll see granule loss, and if it's a pile, you need to call your roofing contractor to see if you need to call your insurance.
Okay.
Because you don't want to file a claim unless you had someone look at it first.
Say that again. Seriously, that's a good statement.
You don't want to turn in a claim until you've had us look at it first and tell you yes or no. Because sometimes we have to tell people to wait.
To wait, okay.
Or let's do a repair because you don't want to turn in a claim on a repair.
Right.
You can,
but
it barely covers the deductible.
Exactly.
That's a big word, deductible.
It is.
But also, Robin, I wanted to explain to a few people.
Yes.
We've gone over this before, but the roof is one part of a roofing system. The other part is the ventilation.
Huh.
Because if you don't have the correct ventilation, you're not going to have an efficient roof. But also, your decking underneath in the attic will not function correctly, and your shingles will deteriorate and cup.
Huh.
Whenever you see a roof that has little cup shingles,
yes,
they don't have the right insulation.
And so those little pipes that stick up out of the roof, is that your ventilation?
The pipe is the smell from your toilet, the gas.
Oh, okay.
The sewer fumes.
Okay, I'm seriously learning something
here.
Pipes, so where are the vents?
If your toilet clogs and they can't get to it, they'll come from the roof.
Oh, yes.
And then unclog it.
But that's
where the smell goes through. But the vents are the little square, low profile.
Okay.
Where you'll have the wind turbine or the round power vents. And by the way, the power vents will fail eventually. Not if, but
they
when.
They will.
So use a wind turbine. That's the best way. Because in the winter, when it's moist, you want those turbines spinning so it keeps it from getting moist under the decking, which will cause deterioration.
Gotcha.
And that's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good roof, bad decking, you got to remove it all.
Wow.
That's a double whammy.
And bad ventilation.
Bad ventilation. Well, we could take care of the ventilation easy. But the third part, so you have the roof, ventilation, and insulation are the three things that are part of the roofing system. So you think of a triangle on top of your house.
Okay.
So you have the roof on the two, and then the base would be the insulation.
And the decking. Is right. that part of the insulation?
That's part of the roof system. The roof itself. Okay. We call that the building envelope. Which is the, above the lid. The roof is the lid, which is above the 8-foot mark.
Mm-hmm.
Then your brick is the lower. But your building envelope is everything. But your roofing system is part of your building envelope.
Do insurance companies usually cover all of this envelope, so to speak?
Well, if it gets hit, yeah.
Okay.
And then we take care of all that. And if we need to bring in an air conditioner guy, electrician, you know, they're licensed, we'll bring them in. But perfect. We'll take care of everything else in-house. Okay, now back to the licenses. We have the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board, number 242.
Mm-hmm.
We have the
That's what you are. You're number 242.
242, and remember that.
Yes, 242.
Oh, okay, 242. And then with the City of Oklahoma City, we're a licensed general contractor. We have an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
That's awesome.
We're also in a member of the Oklahoma Roofing Contractors Association.
These are all things a consumer should ask.
Not all roofers do this.
Okay.
I do it because I want to learn more, and I want more exposure in the places that you want exposure. Because we're professional. We've been in business 35 years. We're not a hit and run.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
And people can call you and go, hey, this maybe is going not as planned.
Right.
Something.
Also, Robin, we spend a lot of money on our media packets, which is our folders. What does this say right here?
It says where quality craftsmanship meets fair pricing.
Okay, that's on the outside of our folder.
With your logo.
And then smooth finished roofing and construction. This is our 25th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
10 years old.
10 years old, because you're at 35 now.
Right. So then it has our website and all that. But what's most important is what's on the inside of the packet, which is why homeowners chose smooth finish, and it's our reference sheet.
Oh, wow. So people can actually call these people if they want.
Well, we don't leave numbers. We're just
showing you these people dug it and something that they've said.
I have 30 different pages of references.
Wow.
This is the upper end of people who are community leaders, et cetera.
Like, are kind of well known, yeah.
Right. So that's homeowners who chose smooth finish roofing.
Okay.
This is homeowners choose smooth finish roofing because we're licensed, we're fully insured, we're BBB, Secretary of State, no complaints, we're senior advocates, we're insurance claim specialists, and we are insurance claim negotiators with their insurance carrier. We have a deductible program. We have a lifetime warranty, which this is huge. We'll talk about later.
Okay.
But on our shingle with GAF, everything we use underneath is GAF, so we give them a lifetime roof.
Wow.
Then smooth finish gives them lifetime labor.
Oh.
You're not going to find that anywhere.
Anywhere, okay.
There may be one or two, but anyway.
Get through the last two.
Local company, we're locally owned, and we're Red Cross Disaster Relief Partners.
We're going to take another break. When we come back, this is our shortest break, less than a minute. So have your pens and paper ready to write down the information we're going to give you on how to get a hold of Dennis. Again, he's on page 61 and 21 in the Oklahoma Senior Journal with two rebate coupons. You've been listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. We will be back in less than a minute, and Dennis will give you information how to get a hold of him on the new 96.9 FM, The Eagle. Dennis is on the drums on this one.
Yeah.
And we get the band back together. Okay, this is Robin Gunn. I am your hostess. I am going to let Dennis, we're on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We're going to let Dennis finish up with his last thoughts and then how you can get a hold of him. I love the fact that you're an American Red Cross
Disaster Relief Partner.
That's beautiful. Okay,
come in and help whenever tornadoes or fires. Well, we're going back to the folder. Now, we also have on the right side, we have the certificate of completion, which I give the homeowner when we're done.
Okay.
But that also, we give a copy to the insurance, the final invoice and certificate of completion.
It says on there that you're a Better Business Bureau.
Yep, A-plus.
An A-plus rating. Can't get higher than that.
That's right. They haven't had one higher than that. Now, also in there, we also have a copy of the state license
Good.
And the City of Oklahoma City General Contractor's License.
That's awesome. And that's great. If somebody's selling their home, to hand them that packet is beautiful.
You know, I hate when I'm waiting for someone to give the phone number, so I'm going to say it again.
Okay, good.
405-923-5127.
Say it again.
405-923-5127. Mm-hmm. You can call after the show if you like.
Yeah.
And we work on Saturdays.
And remember, he's on page 21 and 61 in the Oklahoma Senior Journal. He's got two coupon rebates, one for $500, one for $1,000. What is your website?
SmoothFinishRoofing.com.
Okay, SmoothFinishRoofing.com. Is there another way you like people to get a hold of you?
Where I'm at the store, just say, hey, Dennis. Hey. You know, whistle, whatever you want. You know,
yeah,
all that
he's
stuff.
Always got a shirt on.
Oh, this is not Ada. That's right.
It's almost a small.
Well, another thing, Robin, I wanted to talk about was GAF, what we do with them.
Who are they?
GAF is the largest shingle manufacturer in North America.
Okay.
But also there's other shingles out there that mm-hmm. their money goes to another country because mm-hmm. it's a global ultimate parent company.
Okay.
And I'm not going to mention names because
okay.
I don't want to get in trouble, but
right.
their name says Saint Gobain on it.
Saint Gobain.
So their name, and Saint Gobain is in France.
Mm.
So everything we do stays in Oklahoma.
Not
GAF, but they're national. But the roofing supply house we use in Oklahoma City, all they do is Oklahoma.
Oh.
All their profits stay in Oklahoma.
That's good
and
to know.
They're the largest independent, and they're the best. We give lifetime warranties with our roofs because everything under the shingles is also GAF.
Okay.
So they give a lifetime for the shingle. We give the lifetime for the labor.
Okay. One more time on your phone number.
405-923-5127.
One more time.
Oklahoma Senior Journal. 405-923-5127.
That's beautiful. He's on page 61 and 21 in this current issue. Look for his rebates, $500 and $1,000. And Dennis, thank you so much for educating all of us today. You've certainly educated me, and you've done my roof, so I can wholeheartedly attest to your professionalism.
I'm very thankful and grateful you had me today.
Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we will see you next week here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Thank you, Dennis Helm with Smooth Finish Roofing. You've been listening to us on 96.9 FM, The Eagle. We'll see you next week.